Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I'm a certified rehabilitation counselor. My goal is to help you realize that no matter what you have been through, you can rehab your life. I will be sharing stories of women who have overcome medical challenges just like myself. We will talk about medical trauma, setting SMART goals, holding each other accountable, and spiritual growth and development, and more. I'm looking forward to growing with you on this journey this year. And we will get started in just a few moments. This episode is brought to you by my books, Lose to Win and Nothing Can Stop the Promises of God, Not Even COVID-19. They are both available on Amazon.com, and please consider switching over to smile.amazon.com and add Rehab Your Life as your nonprofit of choice that you would like to support in 2023. That's one way that you can support the organization with your everyday shopping. That is smile.amazon.com and add Rehab Your Life as your nonprofit. Thank you in advance. This episode is brought to you by I Run on Oils. Owner Carolyn Todd is an independent wellness advocate of doTERRA oils. Have you been struggling with your mood, skin, or hair? Could you benefit from learning how to use oils to boost your immune system, strengthen your hair, and clear up your skin, and more? Try I Run on Oils. Speak to independent wellness advocate Carolyn Todd today. Check out their website. It's a bit.ly/I Run on Oils. Hey everyone, thank you so much for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. This is episode number 4. I am so excited to have this young lady on with me. Her name is Void Bailey Burks, and she's my cousin. So I want to introduce you guys to my cousin. She is in the, you're in Portsmouth, Ohio, right?
Columbus.
She's in the Columbus, Ohio area. And we have had the opportunity to meet. She's a long distance cousin. And we've just been loving on each other from a distance. And so I would love for you guys to hear her story. And so, Void, you have the floor.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on, cousin, and for allowing me to come on and share. So just very briefly, I want to share on how the Lord has kept me as I have dealt with medical issues. Specifically, I'm going to talk about chronic pain. A lot of times when people have autoimmune issues, it is accompanied by chronic pain. From looking at me on the outside, I don't look like I'm in chronic pain. Most days I don't move like I'm in chronic pain. I certainly do not speak about it, you know, just all over the place and to anybody. Most days, even with autoimmune issues, I have primarily more good days than I do bad days, especially now in this time and season. There was a time in the season where they were just, it was bad every single day, every single day. There have been, you know, lots of different medications over the years. There have been a lot of steroids. Anybody who has taken steroid tapers or steroid shots, you know the drill. And most recently, what I want to share about is how the Lord sustained me. I want to talk from June and just bring it to this point. So June 2nd, actually 2022, I was minding my business, walking down the little aisle in the grocery store, and a pain shot up my foot all the way up to my lower back. And, you know, I thought maybe I stepped wrong. So I hurried up, came home, took some Tylenol, laid down, thought, no big deal. I'll be fine in a couple of hours. Well, by 9:30 at night, I could hardly walk. I was crying to the point of my husband saying, I think we need to go to the ER. So that led to a time of waiting for 8 hours to be seen. It led to x-rays. It led to receiving a pain shot and being told to follow up with my primary care, followed up with my primary care doctor, about 4 or 5 days later, because I wanted to just give it a couple of days. And upon that, I was right back to having the pain again. I was still trying to work out. I was still going on the trail doing my runs because I was trying to just push through, because, you know, most of us develop that mindset of let me just push through. So I was just pushing through. And what ended up happening was my daily runs became, you know, twice a week. I went from twice a week being able to run 5 miles each time to once a week. I went from once a week running 5 miles to only being able to walk, you know, maybe 3 miles. And then by August, I was literally, you know, from August to September, walking just kind of here and there. And in the midst of that, my primary care doctor ended up making a referral to a spine specialist, a neurosurgeon to be exact, to see what was going on. So in the midst of all of this, you know, especially now with the opioid crisis going on, most doctors don't like to prescribe any type of pain medication more than 4 or 5 days. So I was in a battle for, you know, managing pain, because on top of this, like I said, I have some autoimmune things that had been completely under control until this happened, which kind of flared everything back up again. So fibromyalgia showed up in full force. So now I'm dealing with pain in my SI joint on the left side and, you know, lower back, piriformis muscle, in addition to fibromyalgia, which is all over, you know. So some days it would be like literally all over my body. Other days it would just be my legs. Sometimes it would be my arms. Sometimes it would be, you know, my feet. Sometimes it would be my stomach, you know, just depending on the day. And in the midst of that, I had been completely off of all medication, completely off of all medication. So this is how good God is. He had brought me all the way through 2021, 2022, up until August, September, beginning of September, of no medications whatsoever, to now having to go back on some medication to manage fibromyalgia because this injury had, I had sustained this injury in my lower back. I had to go for an MRI. Once I had the MRI, they found that there was a pinched nerve at my L4 and L5 in my spine. And so they were saying that that was contributing to the pain that was happening in my SI joint and my lower back. Well, MRI, x-rays, physical therapy, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 injections in, you know, 5 different places that, you know, helped for a little while. This then led to them going into my spine. So all of these injections up to this point happened with no type of pain medication whatsoever. So they're going into your spine where you have to be very still. And, you know, being told by the doctor, who he thought was funny, be very still or this can paralyze you. So you can imagine what that does in the moment. So I let the tears stream, prayed quietly, you know, while that was happening. And I was like, God, this is in your hands.
And I had one of those shots yesterday. I had one of those shots yesterday. So 4 or 5 of those? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I already was like, I'm not doing this again.
Exactly. Wow,
cousin.
So after the 5th one, I actually put my foot down. I said, you know what? No one can advocate for me better than me, right? So I told the doctor, I will not do another one of these just with nothing. I will not have a very low pain threshold. And when you're already in pain, then the last thing you need is something that painful. And so they said, we'll do the next one under anesthesia. So fast forward to November 1st, 2022. I go into the surgery center to have that injection under anesthesia, have the injection, you know, you sign paperwork. So, you know, they ask you over and over again, what side are we doing? Where are we doing it? So everything was on the left side. Everything was on the left side. I get home, go to bed, because I was still, you know, very much nauseous and not feeling great because of the anesthesia. I woke up at 2 a.m. To pack because I had to get on the road for a ministry engagement. That next morning, I had to travel to Detroit, Michigan. When I was getting ready, I noticed that the bandage from the procedure was on the right side of my back. And so I asked my husband, did they tell you anything different? He said, no, what do you mean? And I said, well, the bandage is on the wrong side. Would you like to know why?
Wow.
They did the wrong side. So
wow.
That led to a whole different process. Needless to say, I traveled in pain, carried out my ministry assignment in pain, more pain than, you know, went to the doctor Monday for my follow-up, inquired. The person who did the procedure is not who I saw for my follow-up. So they scheduled me to see him that Wednesday. And he, again, made a joke, made light of it. Oh, well, sometimes we just do it on the opposite side. I said, no, every piece of paper I signed was on the left side. So in the midst of this, I'm giving God back his word. Psalm 103 that says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives us of our iniquities and who heals us of all of our diseases. You know, Isaiah 53:4-5, that tells us that we were, that he was bruised for our iniquities, you know, that he borne our sins and our griefs and our sicknesses and our distresses, but that we're healed by his stripes. You know, all the healing scriptures, you know them. So I was just giving God back his word through all of this, you know, and also purposing in my heart to forgive this doctor. And even though I was angry, to not behave, you know, in a way of anger towards him, because I still need to get through this. I still need to, you know, get this rectified.
Right.
So they agreed to do it on the correct side and not charge me. And so we did that, and I had a little bit of relief, but still, when I tell you to this moment right now, I'm still sitting in pain. So I fired that doctor because at that point it was like, you know what? They're not listening. You know, they're wanting to assign something else when I right. know where the pain is happening. So I think I had shared with you, I had a hip injury. I think the last time we did an interview from a car accident. And so I've since had surgery on that hip, perfectly fine, have had no issues. I contacted that surgeon, asked for a referral. So now they've gotten me in. So I have now a new doctor. So tomorrow, actually, I'm going to go for a nerve test because they just want to make sure there's nothing going on. So that's very painful for anyone who hasn't had it. It's very, very painful. So here we are again, you know, dealing with that. So in all of this, though, what I have continued to do is trust the Lord and not lean to my own understanding. What I've continued to do is do the things, you know, I have a business, I have a family, I have a ministry. So I'm still showing up in those spaces. I'm still choosing to show up and trust God that, Lord, your word says that I'm healed. So though I don't feel it in my natural body yet, I'm yet waiting and I'm hoping, because we walk by faith and not by sight. So I am yet hoping. I am yet awaiting the moment for the outward manifestation, because heaven has already been here where we are today. And that's how he has sustained me. And that's how I have continued to navigate.
Yes. Excellently said. Excellently said. Because I feel the same way about just continuing to stand in faith and still show up for the things that I can show up for, but also give myself grace and understand that when I need to take rest, that those around me that love me, as long as I'm communicating, then we can work with that thing. Like early in the week, we were supposed to do the recording and I said, hey, I just need to rest. Yes. I was having back-to-back-to-back appointments and I felt myself just wearing down. And so if it was within the schedule to be able to move the appointment, that gave me the opportunity to rest. And so I think that that's something that glorifies the Lord even so, because, you know, I'm in tune with my body to know like, okay, Lord, you know, I really want to do these things, but mm-hmm. I also need some time to rest. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate you, you know, being flexible with your schedule, even to be able to allow that.
Absolutely.
And so did you have anything else that you wanted to share, or we can go into the questions?
I do actually have something, and you hit a key point that the Lord spoke to me back in 2020, you know, and it's in the Bible. All the way in Genesis, we know that God worked 6 days and he rested the seventh day. And one of the things that the Lord mm-hmm. reminded me of is that rest is actually a weapon. Rest is a weapon.
It's a healing weapon.
Absolutely. It is a healing weapon for the mind, the body, and the spirit. And I learned, and I had to retrain myself and give myself, like you said, grace and permission to rest and mm-hmm. understand that, listen, all the things that are there, they will still be there. The people will be there. The work will be there. The opportunities will be there. And to become very sensitive and you know, discerning to, okay, God, is this something that I need to do? Is this an assignment that I need to take? Do I need to commit to that, you know, arrangement, that meeting, that appointment? Do I need to do it right now in this moment? Even ministry, you know, I have a 6 a.m. Prayer call that we do every morning through our prayer ministry. And even in that, what the Lord told me was to give them a break. So what we did was we took right before the end of right before Thanksgiving, we gave from Thanksgiving until January 3rd. So that people can rest, so that they can have personal prayer time, they can worship, they can sleep in, do whatever they need to do. And, you know, just to remind myself and others, rest is a weapon. Listen, our body needs sleep to heal. So trust me when I tell you, I have learned, go to bed early. If I need to go to bed early, you know, if I have opportunities to sleep in a little bit, if I need to take a nap, if I need to reschedule somebody, because we have to rest so that our body can heal.
Most definitely. And especially for those who are dealing with chronic illnesses, you know, a mm-hmm. lot of people may have their thoughts about that, but mm-hmm. if they find themselves resting too much, then you have to address that, because that could be depression or what have you. But you also have to still give yourself that grace in knowing. Mm-hmm. And I love how you said it, that rest is a weapon, because, mm-hmm. you know, water is, our bodies are 75% water, and also sleep. We're on a sleep cycle. Our body has a timer to know mm-hmm. when we are supposed to rest. And so mm-hmm. that is awesome. So, and thank you for adding that. That definitely adds some extra context in there for those who are dealing with chronic illness. And I don't want people to feel bad for when they mm-hmm. feel that they need to rest, because mm-hmm. Rest does your body good. Rest does your body good, and your spirit good. It allows you to go back home into that spirit mm-hmm. realm and be able to reconnect with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so basically you answered question number one out of the 7 powerful questions. It asks, are you a spiritual person? And I always mm-hmm. ask this one because not everyone is, so I can't make that assumption. But do you want to mm-hmm. speak to that a little bit? Because some people go, oh, well, you know, I'm not a religious person. I'm a spiritual person.
Mm-hmm. So I am absolutely a spiritual person. I am absolutely a spiritual person, and I try to help people to understand that, you know, because there's a lot of religions out there. I am a Christian, so I believe in Jesus Christ specifically, but also in that this is a relationship. It's not just, you know, it's not about rules and regulations and, you know, all of the jumping through hoops, because that's not the kind of God that we serve. He's a relational God. So, you know, absolutely my spiritual life is important. So for me, that includes reading my Bible, you know, praying, fasting, you know, even when sickness and disease and all those things are going on. Sometimes I had to learn, let me push my plate back and, you know, just sit in the presence of the Lord or rest in the presence of the Lord, you know, for that day or whatever. so that I can just allow him to minister to me. You know, I put my worship music on and just let him minister to me, you know, and it strengthens us. But also in that time frame and in that process, I minister to him, giving him thanks and praise because, you know, are there things that could be happening much worse? Absolutely. You know, so sometimes I say, oh, God, thank you for what didn't happen. You know, thank you for what it's not. You know, thank you that you, there are days when I'm like, whoo, thank you, God. I was able to get through the day quickly and not have much pain, you know. And so it's important that we have that spiritual relationship.
Right. Question number two. What have you learned about yourself while going through your challenges?
What I've learned about myself is something that my mom used to say to me in my early 20s. She used to say, girl, you got grit. And I used to chuckle and, you know, kind of blow off what she was saying because I didn't really, you know, I guess I wasn't grasping it at 22, 23 years old. I wasn't grasping what she taught, what she meant when she was saying that I had grit. But as I have gotten older, I do absolutely know about myself. I have grit. I am resilient. I have a large capacity. And once upon a time, I didn't see myself like that. You know, I would look at other women in my life who were more seasoned than me. And I would be like, wow, how do they do all of that? How do they handle all of that? You know, even, you know, now watching my mom, my mother is in the end stages of Lewy body dementia, but watching her even in the beginning stages, she still was caring for my niece and nephew. And I was like, how is she doing this? You know, but it allowed me to see and understand. And I was like, she has grit. So I guess, you know, she maybe recognized something in me then that I didn't recognize in myself. And so I'm appreciative, you know, and it's not to magnify the sickness, the disease, or the things that are happening, but it's to put into perspective, you know, that sometimes we think that we can't handle something. First and foremost, God is bigger. So we don't even do it in and of our own strength anyways, you know. So I've learned to say, oh, God, is this the thorn in my flesh for this season? You know, Paul had a thorn. He prayed it away. He asked God to take it. God didn't take it. He continued on. And so I've learned to say, to identify the thorn in my flesh for the season. And so, you know, is this that thing where I have grit? Is this what that is in this season? Some seasons it's just being able to say no. You know, sometimes it takes grit or resilience to tell people no and understand that I don't owe you an explanation because no is a sentence all by itself, you know. So I've learned about myself that I've got grit, I have resilience, and I'm able to continue forward in spite of the things that are happening.
Okay, so question number three piggybacks right off of what you're talking about then. How have you experienced the grace of God during this season?
Woo. How I have experienced the grace of God. I mean, I'm sitting here right now today, okay, talking to you. And honestly, in this season, so dealing with this whole thing going on in my spine and my SI joint, it hurts to stand more than 10 or 15 minutes at a time. It hurts to sit more than 10 or 15 minutes at a time. It hurts to lay.
I'm right there with you. I'm right with you. You lay on one side too long and then you got to move to the other side.
Exactly.
Turn onto your stomach sometimes. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, sometimes pain wakes you up, you know, in spite of they say, oh, here, take this med. It's going to help you. Sometimes I'm like, listen, your medication is not helping me. This is Jesus. Helping me on the grand scheme of things. And so I've experienced the grace of God because, you know, I've been able to stand when I've needed to stand to present. Just a couple of Sundays ago, I had a ministry assignment to preach somewhere, which, you know, when you stand up to preach, what happens? You stand up to preach and you don't get to say, God, I can only do this for 15 minutes. You stand in the
and
assignment.
You be looking cute, child, too, with your heels looking on and your cute dress. I've been seeing you pulling it together, too. So yes, if you're going to show up and represent, you're going to show up and represent.
Show up.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, and I have learned the grace of God allows me to not look like what I'm going through. You know, the grace of God.
Yes. And I get a lot of people telling me that. You know?
Absolutely. And you don't. You don't look like what you're going through.
And you don't. So,
you know, I try not to, you know, now, you know, when you're walking around the house and nobody's here, you look how you look. But when it's time to go out and
which is what I'm looking like today.
And but you look beautiful.
Yeah. You look beautiful. When you go out and you represent the Lord, you definitely pull it together. And, you know, when we're representing him, we should not look like what we've been through. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Question number four. I know you are very familiar. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying, like, I do that, you know, even with my business, you know, I try, even if I'm not feeling well, if I have clients out and about in appointments or on video or whatever, you know, I put myself together and, you know, I work it out.
Yeah, most definitely. And so question number four, I know you are familiar with the fruit of the Spirit, the nine fruits of the Spirit, but for the audience, I'm going to go over them. Faithfulness, self-control, patience, goodness, gentleness, joy, kindness, peace, and love. And so in what ways do you see evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in your life in this season?
Wow, that's a great question. I believe that I see evidence in that from two sides. So I see evidence in it because I live it, I walk it, I extend it. My favorite one probably is peace. And there's a song that the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sings, "Lord, let me be an instrument of your peace." And I believe that when we're being an instrument of the peace of God, love, joy, faith, long-suffering, kindness, all of the fruit of the Spirit show up in that space. Mm-hmm. So I try to give that, you know, by the grace of God and extend that. But also, I believe that I see it and I experience it. I'm going to say this first and foremost through the Lord. Secondly, through my husband, because he's the next person that's the closest to me. Thirdly, I would say through the people that I do ministry alongside and, you know, my family. My favorite one is through my grandchildren. I am reminded every day. I'm reminded. Is that me? I don't think that's me.
That's me. I apologize. I'm trying to silence it.
But yeah, so I believe that, you know, I experience all of that, all of the fruit of the Spirit through my grandchildren because, you know, children's hearts, they're so pure. And so there are days when you're just feeling down or feeling low and a little kid, a little baby can just smile or hug you or say, I love you, you know? And so I believe that I've been able to experience it on both sides.
Yeah. Awesome. And I love that you brought that duality out because a lot of people think it's an outward thing all the time, but it's definitely an inward thing in how we relate to the Lord as well and how he relates to us. Mm-hmm. Question number five, what kinds of support did you receive from family and friends throughout your challenges? And the reason that I like to ask this question, and it made it from last year's series of questions, is because sometimes people just don't know how to help you. They don't know what they can do. So I like to highlight certain types of support that one might have gotten because they can say, oh, I can do that for my cousin or I can do that for my friend. So did you have anything that kind of stands out? You know, did anybody, you know, come by and bring some food because they know you couldn't stand up at the kitchen, you know, to provide for your husband dinner, you know, anything like that?
Absolutely. So this season has been one of, again, like I said, there were many different things going on. Something that I want to bring to the forefront to answer that is in the month of August, my mother-in-law was here. And she usually stays with us during the summer for about a month or two. And so she was here in the midst of all of this going on. In addition to that, I had my annual checkup with my gynecologist, right? And so he said, you know, I want you to go schedule your mammogram. And I said, okay, no problem. Because, you know, COVID happened, so everything was behind. And when I went to schedule it, I just had this, you know, that deep urge in your spirit, in my spirit that said,
yeah,
you know, do it immediately. So they said, we can get you in tomorrow. And I said, okay, I'll come tomorrow. So I went. And then, of course, you know, they called me the very next day and they said, something was on your scan. They want to do an ultrasound. So they sent me to the other doctor to do the ultrasound. They called me back the same day. Can you come in the day after tomorrow? We want to do a biopsy. My mother-in-law was here during all this. My mother-in-law is a retired nurse. So this is going on and I'm trying to keep stuff from her because I didn't want her to worry. But she knew. She was on to me.
Right.
And in the midst of this, my husband was working and she said, well, so this thing going on in my lower back, I haven't been able to drive, which is very frustrating. So she said, well, I'm going to drive you. So she drove me. She was my support person. She loved on me while she was here. She would not let me. She's supposed to be on a break vacationing and just spending time with us. She cooked. She made sure that, you know, if I just needed a minute, she gave it to me. So that was one thing that was very just appreciative. But then in addition to that, a couple of my spiritual daughters, you know, they knew that I had the biopsy. One of them actually also drove me to an appointment. And so they came over and they said, well, we know that you don't want company, but they showed up anyway. Sometimes we have to learn how to show up anyway. We have to show up anyway for people sometimes. You know, you are very strong. Yeah. You know, we're cut from the same cloth. So we will show up for everybody and then tell people, no, I'm fine. I got this. You know,
sometimes you need to go
and show up anyways. You know, if you can contact someone who lives in the home with that person who's sick or dealing with whatever and say to them, you know, I know that they want space, but I want to come and I just want to be a blessing. What can I do? Sometimes you might have to ask, what can I do to be a blessing? How can I best serve you? You know, so for my mother-in-law, because she was here, she could see, you know, and she was like, just rest. You know, I would, you know, I'm an early riser by nature. And so I would get up for prayer and do all the things. And she would say, go back to bed and lay down. No, mom, I can't. I got stuff to do. So, you know, she would stay on me. So on when she's here, I try to have more days where I'm not doing a lot of work so that I can just be available to her. So she sent me back to bed. You need to go to bed and rest. So I would go take a nap and come back out. You know, our spiritual daughters, a couple of them showed up and they came and they didn't stay long. We just came to pray. They came, they prayed, they loved on me, hugged on me, you know, just wanted to see that I was okay. A couple of other people said, well, you know,
sometimes you just got to put your eyeballs on people.
Absolutely. They couldn't physically be here, you know, so I had someone cash at me one day and say, hey, have lunch on me, have dinner on me. You know, so just there's so many different things. You know, my children, our children are adults now. You know, mom, what can we do? You take care of everybody. You know, it's our turn to take care of you. And I'm fussing. No, you have a family. You need to work. You got things to do. But they were not having it. Mm-hmm. So they came and checked on us and made sure that, you know, I was good because they needed to see that mom was okay. And I didn't even tell them that part until it was over because I didn't want people to worry. So, you know, the people who knew, some of them told. So, you know how that is. But, you know, ask people. It's okay to ask people, how can I show up for you? But also on the end of the person, you know, you and we just talked about this. When you have something going on, be willing to let people in. You know, we have to let people in a little bit to say, this is what's going on. you, and here's some ways you can support me. You can pray for me, or, you know, hey, I need a meal, or hey, I need a ride, or, you know, if you can just, sometimes somebody just coming to sit and not say anything is good yes. as well.
Yeah. And I have a cousin who will come and we'll just watch a movie together. Whatever I might have been watching on TV, she'll sit there and watch it with me and then be like, all right, girl, see you later. Catch our movie, you know, the next movie next time. You know, and mm-hmm. then also we as women, you know, giving somebody a gift card to say, well, when you're feeling better, go get a mani-pedi. You know, mm-hmm. something really simple. Mm-hmm. If they know that you mm-hmm. like Starbucks, but you can't get out the house right now, you can have stuff mm-hmm. delivered to people's houses these days.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. thought you might want to, you know, a latte or whatever. And so mm-hmm. there's so many different things that you can do just to show the person that you're thinking of them and Absolutely. That, you know, that you're there and you're available. And especially mm-hmm. if the person has smaller children. You know, mm-hmm. maybe you can pick the kids up after school one day yes. or and then take them to maybe Chuck E. Cheese or somewhere to give the mm-hmm. the mama extra little time Great. Herself. There's so yes. many different things that you can mm-hmm. think of.
Absolutely. It's
so question number six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, question number six. Do you have any words of wisdom for someone who may be going through something similar, like this chronic pain or experiencing pain for the first time, like myself? I've been dealing with this cancer for almost 8 years now, and a lot of people have assumed that I've been in pain and mm-hmm. that I just hadn't really said anything. But, you know, mm-hmm. by the grace of God, I have not had any pain no real pain up until now. And so, nothing that I would consider chronic. And so, you know, now I'm popping hydrocodone left, right. I'm like, oh Lord, this is not, you know, this has not been my journey, you know, thus far. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I've just gotten the epidural shot. And so trying to be able to get things under control. So I'm definitely mm-hmm. listening to what you're saying about being the best advocate, you know, that I can be for myself. Yes. So, you know, what words of wisdom would you give someone who's going through something similar?
My words of wisdom would be, number one, pray without ceasing, you know. Number two, be your own advocate, if at all possible. And if you feel like you're just in so much pain or whatever is going on in your body, that you just can't do it, take somebody with you who you know will not be afraid to speak up with you. For me, I am typically the person that goes to the doctor with people to advocate for them. And with this particular thing that has been going on, you know, I had to ask my husband. I said, you know, I'm good about holding my own, but I'm so exasperated from this. Can you just come in with me and just be there in case I just need you to speak up? You know, sometimes it helps for the doctor to hear from somebody else's perspective because they see you up close and personal. And so have someone to go with you. It's okay. You know, somebody that you trust, somebody that, you know, like yeah. I said, will stand up and go on your behalf to speak up if you cannot. And then the other thing is this. It's so important for everybody listening that you know and understand God does not punish us with pain or sickness or disease. Oftentimes we hear, I've heard people say, why is God letting this happening to me? Or why did God make this happen? God doesn't make this happen. God doesn't assign pain to us because we've done anything wrong. On the opposite, no, he sent his son that we could be healed. And so one of the things that I have, you know, even as a believer, as a minister, I continually am reminded, you know what? Jesus took stripes for this. I'm waiting on the outward manifestation in my body. It's already done in heaven. You know, oftentimes I say heaven has been right here in this moment I'm in. So God is not caught off guard by this, and he didn't make it happen to me.
Right.
And I actually, as a result of all this pain, I did some research on the word pain. And I found out that in the Latin and in the older centuries that pain had been subscribed to a higher power, and that people who suffered from pain deserved it. And so I was like, what? And as I was reading this and studying it, the Holy Spirit just like just spoke to my heart, and he said, yeah, it is assigned to a higher power. His name is Jesus, and we give it to him. He doesn't give us pain, but we give it to him. You know, in Peter, the scripture right. says to cast cares upon the Lord. So I was like, yeah, here's the pain, Lord. So when I hit that moment, I'm like, God, here, it's not mine. So I do not yeah. call when I get diagnosed with whatever, I don't call it my this, that, or the other. I hear the diagnosis because we need to know what it is so that we know how to pray. We need to know what is the treatment right. plan that we can work through it. But I don't call it mine because it doesn't belong to me. You know, it's something that's happening in the
right,
moment,
right.
but it's not mine. And I'm not getting ready to let it be my buddy. So if at all possible, watch your language, you know, is another word of wisdom that I would say, you know, don't call it my pain. Don't call it my sickness. You know, this is what it is. This is what has been diagnosed. And this is how I'm navigating it and handling it. So that would be some wisdom that I would have. And just, you know, you and I had talked about this. Give yourself some grace. Give yourself some
yes,
grace.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And the word says to count it joy that when we are going through painful situations, yes. because this is just a light affliction, you yes. know, because when we get to the other side, then there will be no further pain. And I look at mm-hmm. it like how the man came alongside Jesus to be able to help carry the cross. This is just yes. our doing our part. We may feel mm-hmm. it in this lifetime, but we're just stepping up and doing our part. So if you look mm-hmm. at it in that way, you know that he's not going to give you more than you can bear, even though sometimes it may feel that way. But mm-hmm. you're coming alongside of him, helping to carry the burden. And mm-hmm. when you can understand that, then that means he's mindful of you. He's paying attention Absolutely. To you. He knows exactly what's going on with you. So mm-hmm. when you have those moments to be able to give yourself grace, he's loving on you when the pain yes, doesn't, you know, is not as bad today as it could be. And there's other things that are worse than what we mm-hmm. are going through. And so yes. to count it all joy, count mm-hmm. it all joy.
Absolutely.
Question number okay. 7, how do you okay. plan to use what you have been through to encourage someone else?
So how I use it and how I am currently using it is that I do talk about pain. I share about pain. You know, I remind people, listen, and this is something I had to do for myself. When I feel pain, it is letting me know that I'm still here alive on this earth and I have not yet fulfilled my purpose. I have not yet hit destiny. So though it is worse on some days than others, when I feel pain, I still have life in my body. You know, the ultimate healing is when we yeah. leave this temporal body that we are in. And so I always say, you know what, Lord, I'm not ready to leave this earth yet. I have things that I have yet to complete. You know, I want to see my grandchildren grow up. I want to see great grandchildren. I want to live to see yeah. those things. So like you said, if this is the light affliction that I need to navigate, help me, Lord, to do it with your grace. You know, help me to daily take up my cross yeah. and follow you and trust that you are here with me in this moment. Like you said, you know, he's helping me and I'm doing my part and I'm trusting him while I await for the complete, you know, lifting of that pain, if you will, you know. And I trust God. I really do. And, you know, I on the days that are really bad, you know,
he's been faithful.
He's faithful. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been so faithful that you got to trust him. He keeps mm-hmm. waking you up each and every morning, you know, so there's yes. an assignment on your life. And so, yes. you know, what can we do but trust him and believe in him? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. thank you so much for your time. And I appreciate you coming on the podcast again. I feel like this is a very powerful recording and that it's going to touch so many lives. And so, you know, feel free to use the recording if you want to for whatever purposes in the future. And I just thank you again for coming on to the Rehab Your Life podcast.
Thank you for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Renew You Body Butters. Renew your skin, renew your life. Renew You Body Butters is a handcrafted luxury skincare brand that seeks to heal you and your loved ones, one application at a time. So if you suffer from eczema or other skin conditions, try Renew You Body Butters. And just for Rehab Your Life listeners, there is a special code, RENEWYOU20, for 20% off your order, and you get free shipping on orders over $99. Go to renewyoubodybutters.com. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be on the lookout for our upcoming events. Thank you so much. Talk to you next time.